Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. There's a new way to close business in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of the tired old methods we're used to. Download the free step-by-step blueprint now at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Daniel Osborne. He is 40 under 40 professional, BNI advocate, Bible study teacher, entrepreneur, author, and mentor. Daniel wears many hats, but none as impactful as servant. Active in his local church, a task-oriented OCD tendency control miser, it's a tenacity for excellence and helping others that makes him unique. Daniel, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is one decision you made that everyone told you was wrong, but you knew was right?
You're charging too much. That would probably, and there's some back and forth to that. And thank you so much for having us on today. It's an honor to be able to kind of share our story and some of the insights. So the short answer, you're charging too much. The open source moniker that has begun in the last 5 to 10 years for people to understand a little bit more broad spectrum of don't do 1,000 things okay, do one thing 1,000 times well, right? So I feel like that in the last especially 6 years or so has really come to the forefront and started to be on the mindset of those in the trades. And within our first year of being in business, we realized year and a half or so, we're not going to make any real money by trying to be all things all men, as it were, in the trades. We really needed to focus in on what the core competency of the nuts and bolts facet part of what we were offering and doing. And so that's what we've done for the last 15, 14 years from that point in time. So 15 years of being in business.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said, do one thing 1,000 times. We were just talking about how I've recorded over 1,000 podcast episodes.
Oh, that's true.
and that's the thing, that you gain this confidence and clarity and perspective when you just do one thing so many times that you don't even have to think about it. You know how things are pretty much going to go because you've seen all of the possible scenarios at this point.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to having experience. So when you are brand new, and I'll just speak to the trade side of things, but when you're brand new, really there's an inner pit of uncertainty. But you're so young, like you just think, well, of course I can do it. Whether it's actually starting and running the company or just operating a screwdriver, oh, I could do this. And just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? And so wisdom is the application of knowledge into such a way that it works, right? That's the shortest way. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom is what works. And so while I've done over $1 million of drywall repair and replacement with my own two hands, I don't cavalierly just step into a situation and completely say, I know exactly how this is going to go. I try to leave some room because I wear a couple of different hats. I run quality control. I run material procurement. I'm also the business owner. I'm the technician as an owner operator.
Brain surgeon.
Right. Yeah. Well, drywall. Right. brain surgeon of drywall.
For those of you who are just listening on like audio only, he has a backdrop with his trailer that says brain surgeon of drywall repair. And so I just got to know what that is. Tell me more about how is there a school for this? You know, is it expense? Is it expensive like medical school? You know, how's? Tell me more.
Oh, well, this is a school that's going to cost you something. All right.
Okay.
Really, we kind of boiled this down. We're part of BNI, which is Business Networking International, in and around that for about 11 years, and we were exposed to philosophy by Paula Bonnell. She was the owner of Aslight at that point in time, but she was a regional, basically number two for our area, BNI WCF. And I was in a training course with her, and everything just snapped in a second with complete clarity. And she said that there's two types of folks that are in business. There's hunters and there's farmers. Hunters go out and get a sale, and then they have to move on to the next one. Farmers, they develop, implement, and execute a reoccurring system and stream of referrals. And at that moment in time, I went from being a hunter to wanting and learning to be a farmer. And so I've spent over the last decade of my life really refining. Some people collect cars, some people collect baseball cards. I collect good people, right? And so that's why I'm on St. Simon's Island right now recording a podcast when I'm on vacation. Number one, I'm kind of sick. I enjoy working. I like getting stuff done, but I believe that great people do good business. And so cycling back to how do you become a brain surgeon in drywall repair? Well, I realized that I was going to have to develop a niche in such a way to articulate it so that people know exactly what it is that they are getting. And so in my mind's eye, what I kind of developed is there's three basic types of headaches. There's the kind that is around for a couple of days. You take an over-the-counter aspirin, Tylenol, naproxen, whatever you want, and it goes away. And that's like calling a handyman. It would get the job done. No harm, no foul. You have a headache for a couple of weeks. You go to a general practitioner, prescribes something a little bit stronger. You're okay. You're off to the races. That's like calling a guy out of the phone book, you know, and he's okay. He's going to do a good job, and you'll be all right. But when you've got a nagging headache for 2 or 3 months, and you start to end up with some secondary health issues, and then you get referred to a specialist, that specialist tells you you have a 3 millimeter mass in your brain. At that point in time, your world stops. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. The opportunity cost is so high. You want complete confidence in that guy. Because if your name is Fred, you don't want to wake up, your name be Nancy, feeling fancy, jumping up and down on the table in the middle of, you know, Starbucks or whatever your coffee shop of
I don't know. I don't have any idea what that means, but it's hilarious.
Well, you don't want to wake up and not be yourself.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay. Yeah.
Right. You do not want there to be a wholesale personality change. And mm-hmm. really the way that we describe what we do is predicated on we're state of Florida licensed DBPR drywall contractor. So we do not drink, smoke, curse, or do drugs. We're federally and state certified as a veteran-owned small business because myself as an owner-operator, I'm the license holder, and that's one of the things that we're able to help operate. You know, we went from not having a college education at the beginning of the experience of getting into drywall. Now I've got a couple different college degrees, and we have a training course that's been certified through the state of Florida, through the Construction Industry Licensing Board, to where it's a drywall repair course, and it's carried on two separate proctoring providers, to where people are learning about drywall from what we do. And so we're not a good fit for every single situation. 90% of the phone calls that we field after they've gotten in touch with, whether it's an Instagram or on Facebook or just coming across our stuff organically on Google, we're going to help make sure that their project aligns with what their expectations and the property dictates so that we can execute in such a fashion to deliver the appropriate value. And so that's what being a brain surgeon at drywall really means. It gives us the ability to help affect a level of service that goes well above and beyond eating mud and staring at walls and ceilings for a living. It's a part of what we do. It's the mechanical part of what we do, but you're getting a lot more.
Well said, you know, and it all comes down to something I know that's important to you, which is value exchange.
That's right.
You're bringing value to the table, and they're exchanging that value of money for the value of your service. But this is something that goes well beyond money for services. Whenever we're in any kind of interaction, we want there to be an exchange of value in some way. Typically, because we're givers, we want to exchange more value and give it out more than we receive. But there's always a little bit of a deficit there. So talk to me about your philosophy and what you see as value exchange.
Absolutely. So part of value exchange is having a confidence in what you're offering. You know, there is a reason why there are certain restaurants that have a mediocre food substitute. Okay, like you don't say to your significant other on your anniversary most of the time, hey, let's go to XYZ. They will give you a $10 hamburger and fries and shake, or 15, depending on, you know, what year it is. And that's how we're going to really celebrate. But what they have done is they have narrowed their focus to such an extent that they are going to consistently and reproducibly give you the exact same thing that they gave you last time, right? And so when you end up in a deficit on that is when you feel like, well, I paid too much. When it comes to being a service provider, knowing what your role and your responsibility is to the client and exactly the product or the service that you're going to deliver is important, because you have to know what is the what's the contract that you're going to enter into. That's a whole nother podcast. But if you're listening to this and you're a service provider, I don't care if it's grandma, to make sure that you're delivering the proper amount of service, you should have a contract in place. And there are some very simple, very affordable, straightforward. You can be set up in less than 30 minutes to accept credit cards and have an active customer base set up. But a contract protects you because it lets each party know exactly what they are responsible for. And so when you're entering into that, you should know how you're going to perform the product or deliver the good, what the extent of that is, and the exact execution of it. What day, what time, what are those expectations? And then both parties are agreeing to that in a reviewable fashion. So that should be, in today's day and age, that should be via email. That should be a PDF document, ideally a PDF lockable document. So that once that client signs it, the only way that that is able to be changed is to clear and have to re-sign that, to where everyone's on the same page.
Excellent. So Daniel, tell us a little bit more about what you do and how people can connect and get to know you better.
Awesome. So I help, I serve. And currently that is held mostly in the nuts and bolts realm of drywall repair, replacement. It's starting to get into some consulting practices when we dealing in how do you make this texture look right? Or I'm dealing with the situation or problem, or let me bounce this off of you for this type of a client. And so the best way to get a hold of this, you can follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, that's at DRR Drywall Repair. And we're a state licensed artisan drywall repair replacement contractor. And we want to be the one that you call that you can get an answer from. You know, again, it comes down to value exchange. I'm not here just to charge you $1 billion, but if I can help you as you serve your clients, that's what I want to be there for.
Very well. Hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Daniel Osborne, for sharing a little bit of insights about how he handles that big ticket business of and being the brain surgeon of drywall repair. For those of you who want to engage with him directly, you can go to drrdrywallrepair.com. If you're an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Be bold, stay sharp, keep grinding till you get there. See you later.